The park's expansion is part of the state's plan to remove the Robert Moses Parkway between the Rainbow Bridge and Whirlpool State Park.
The spirit of Frederick Law Olmsted was in the room here, absolutely. I don't think he even could have anticipated, you know, the expanse of what it is that's taken place here.
Niagara Falls Mayor Paul Deister says roughly 200 acres is being added to the park. Deister says in Olmsted's time, the rim of the gorge near downtown was covered with first-generation industries.
And I think ironically, the fact that the parkway kept development from occurring on these lands and kept them in public use has now created a fantastic opportunity for the future for a 180-degree turnaround.
By removing the 2-mile stretch of highway, he says tourists will see a more natural environment at the falls compared to the Canadian side. And Deister says it will also provide a psychological change for residents.
You know, people in the city of Niagara Falls have almost forgotten that we're a waterfront city, and yet we have one of the most spectacular waterfronts in the world. And reuniting the people with the waterfront, that's a recipe for success. Every place that that's been done in an urban area, good things have happened.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says the New York Power Authority, which owns most of the land, is picking up the cost of the $42 million project. Work's expected to start in 2018 and take 2 years to complete. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.